I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Richard Block. He is a theater director. He was a longtime KSFR board member and supporter. And this coming Sunday, the 8th of March at 5 in the afternoon, he will be giving a talk on theater, directing, and his experiences at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be back on the air here at KSFR.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And we'll be also talking about an 8-week workshop on directing that you're going to be giving also at the Playhouse. But let's talk about you and your life. How did you become a theater director?
Well, partly because I wasn't a very good actor, I guess. No, actually, I started in theater with the Children's Theater in Louisville, Kentucky, when I was in high school. And I fell in love with the technical aspects, and I started to do lighting and stage managing. Directing was the next thing, and of course, I had a good eye, which I just was blessed with, and a good ear, and I fell into it. I did some acting, but, you know, that didn't appeal to me as much. And so I also, it mattered to me what kind of plays to do. So, you know, actors, even the most successful ones, take a lot of parts they don't really want because they're agent or something, you have to keep working. But, and then I was an apprentice at a summer stock theater when I was 16 years old. I lied and told them I was 18, and I'm sure they didn't believe me, but they probably needed a male apprentice to help move things.
Was it apprentice actor or
no,
behind
it was
the scenes?
No, apprentice, and you build sets and you do all the
right
garbage work and clean the toilets, which a producer also does. people ask me, what does a producer? I say he cleans the toilets. I went to Carnegie, what was Carnegie Tech then? That was Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. And it was the only conservatory program in the country at the time for undergraduates. Yale was the graduate department, and they were both organized by the same people, the Carnegie program and the Yale. Anyway, I went there, and I went as a directing major. And that's where I got, you know, felt truly in love with the classics, with serious theater, with the art of the theater. And directing, when I went to New York and worked as a stage manager and directed an off-Broadway show, but I felt it was important to do the plays that I cared about. And so I thought, well, got to start your own theater.
And so you went back to Louisville?
I looked at several cities. I was a little hesitant about Louisville because being from Louisville, I thought, you know, I didn't want people to think, you know, oh, isn't it cute little Dickie Block's come home to start a theater? Isn't that sweet? And at that moment, I started to use my name Richard. I had never used it before.
Now, how important is it to know the craft of acting firsthand if you're a director? Do you have to be or have been an actor?
No, but you do you're on the track there because you do have to know acting and be. I mean, I was, forced to do acting as a kid, and then in college, we had to perform. But you're all around actors all the time, and you have to get to know the instincts, the way actors operate, and because acting, the good actors, I mean, will tell you that. There's this dual thing. They have to have a great deal of self-confidence, and they also have to have a great deal of vulnerability.
And that's a tricky combination.
That is a tricky combination.
Very interesting. Right, because it's too big an ego is no good, but insufficient ego is no good either.
That's right. They need to believe in themselves. Well, you couldn't put up with this business if you didn't, because you get so much rejection.
Yeah.
It's just...
But what about the director? What are the qualities that you need as director? Probably also a great amount of self-confidence.
Yeah, and you need, going back to what you said about the acting, you need to have a great deal of confidence in the acting, in the actors you're working with, but also a great deal of empathy and being there if they need help, if they ask for something, you know, you... So you need to really know your script, know what you're doing. And what I've say when I'm directing OSHA, I will say on Sunday night too. The first thing a director has to do is decide what the play is about,
and that is open to interpretation.
It's one sentence. I remember asking a director in New York after a reading of a Broadway show, and I asked her, what did she think the play was about? She said, oh, lots of things. I said, no, what's the one thing it's about? An example, if you're going to do Hamlet, you can say, well, it's a revenge play. That's perfectly legitimate. Or you can say it's a play about a young man whose destiny asked more of him than he was able to perform. Those are two and quite different, but both legitimate. You can't do both of them. I mean,
right. The
elements of both are in the play, but once you decide if it's a revenge play, everything has to at least fit under that umbrella. And so you need to, I'll tell you how you get to be a good a young apprentice actor at the Old Vic Theater many years ago got a one-line role in a Shakespeare play, one line, and backstage before it was a play Olivier was starring in, and he saw Olivier standing backstage smoking a cigarette, tossed it on the floor, stamped on it, and walked on stage doing his part. And this kid was just struggling, worrying about his one line. And after the performance was over, he asked Mr. Olivier, he said, how can you do that? What? You just, you're on stage and you're real. And Olivier's answer was, 30 years.
Right, after 30 years.
You learn.
You've got that finesse, but...
It's inside of you, and you... It's a very exciting and challenging and sometimes very stressful thing to do, because a director has to be both a guide, a listener, and an interpreter. It's like an orchestra conductor. You've got a lot of talented people in the orchestra, but an orchestra sounds different with two different. Excellent directors,
right.
Conductors, the orchestra will sound different. I don't know why, but it...
Well, right, and, I mean, here you are talking about directing. I would think the role of the director, on top of everything else, is also, to some extent, entrepreneur. I mean, you've got to make sure that play, the right play is produced for that audience at that time, that people are going to come see it, that you have a venue.
Yeah, well, the first thing that young person or a person wishing to get into directing must understand is that it's about responsibility. You have a responsibility for everything. You have to work with your lighting people, with your tech people, and all this. It's not about authority. Some authority comes with that responsibility, but it's that way. The responsibility is what is most important, to help everybody and to let their creativity work. I mean, everyone wants his or her expression to be exhibited. If it's the lighting person, if it's the sound tech person. And that, to me, is the creative excitement. That's why I actually didn't go... I did some workshops in Hollywood. I did a couple of projects with the Directors Guild and the AFI, the American Film Institute. But film... didn't appeal to me because I liked the actual working with the actors and developing the thing. It's exciting. What's most so exciting when an actor finally totally gets the thing and comes in and shows it, and you just sit there and say, oh my goodness, it's wonderful. Those are the blessings that we get in a collaborative art form. And I also... don't ever use the word artist. We're actors, we're directors, we have a craft. That's why the workshop is called the Director's Craft.
So what will you be teaching in this workshop? It's an 8-week workshop that begins on Sunday, April 12th at the Santa Fe Playhouse. What will you be teaching?
Well, some of what I've talked about and expanding, of course, on those ideas. The first thing I try to forget. In fact, when I gave a workshop at the Playhouse a number of years ago, and when I've taught directing, which I did in Chicago for a number of years, I always start out with how people look at things. We are used to just going into the movie theater or the play and just watching it, enjoying it. A director, someone who wishes to direct, has to be observant enough to notice what's going on. That doesn't mean you don't enjoy it. It's just something, and I said to the people that I, when I've given the workshops, which I've done, as I say, I've done many, many times, I said, if after this 8 weeks you see things differently, that will be immensely successful.
So you watch a movie or another play from the perspective of how is this being directed as opposed to just taking it in?
What are you seeing? What could you see? And why did the director do this? Why did the director want you to look over here? And how did he get you to look over here? When I was in Chicago, it was wonderful because I had an arrangement with the Chicago Art Institute, and I took my class groups to the Art Institute. We looked at paintings. How does a painter who's an artist picture fill his frame? How does he get your eye to go where he wants your eye to go? And of course, the first thing a painter does is decide on the size of the canvas. A great quote from Goethe is that only in limitation can there be art.
Very true. It's such an interesting concept. The more limitations you have, the more creativity is stimulated.
Well, that's right, and you frame your ideas as well as your canvas.
What have been some of your favorite plays to direct?
Okay. There's a wonderful picture in this book of my production of Waiting for Godot, which I loved.
He's pointing to the book, which is the 50th anniversary of the Actors Theater of Louisville?
That's right. It was 50 years when I started this. Actually, I started working on it in 1962, but we opened in 1964. I guess one of the most exciting pieces I did was not actually a play. It was an adaptation that Robert Penn Warren had done himself of his novel, All the King's Men. And he wrote it, and he wasn't a playwright. I mean, he was a novelist. And I read that, and I was so excited by it, partly because of the politics as well. I've always been steeped in politics. And I felt this can be theatrical. It's not really a play, but it can be very theatrical. And our success with that production was one of the most satisfying things I've done. Because a dear friend of mine, Nina Vance from Houston, the Alley Theater founder, she founded the Alley Theater in Houston, she was in Louisville. We very rarely saw each other's works because we're always too busy, but she was in Louisville because she loved the horse races and I could get her tickets to the Derby. And when we did All the King's Men, and she came up to me afterwards, and Nina was a person I had such respect for. She never said anything she didn't mean. And she came up, she said, "Richard, I have looked at this piece for so many years. I've never done it because I didn't think it could be put on the stage until tonight."
There you go.
That was very satisfying, yes. The nicest thing anybody ever said to me in the theater.
We're talking to theater director Richard Block. Now, how is Santa Fe doing as a theater community? It has a long history of struggling with this particular genre.
Yeah, it is difficult because, we have an awful lot. We have good older actors, midlife to older, because a lot of people wish to be here, semi-retired or retired. Finding good young people is difficult because after they get out of college, if they go to the university here or wherever they go, if they want to be in theater, they got to leave, go to Chicago. A lot of them from here go out to the West Coast to do TV and film, but there's some very, very nice work done in this town. There's not, it's not a big theater town. I mean, it's a music town, it's a art town. It's, but there's not a lot because, you know, I don't know, the theater audiences are loyal and faithful, but at the same time, the wealthy ones can go to travel and go to New York anywhere, see things. It's not real easy, partly just because, simply because of the population.
It's just a small town.
That's right. It just is. And you see that with the problem that Fusion Theater has had performing at the Lensic, which is just such a big house for, you
for
know,
theater, yeah.
For a modest theater production.
Richard, do you have any plans up your sleeve to direct anything anytime soon?
Well, I say I'm semi-retired. I don't go out looking for things, but occasionally someone will bring something or ask me, and I could be stimulated, I guess. One of my wishes, which probably will not come true, is that I would like to go back to Actors Theatre and direct one production to sort of round out my professional theater career. I don't know if Les, the new artistic director, will feel that that's a good thing to do. I don't know. It's up to him. But, you know, this workshop that is starting in April and even the talk on Sunday is a way for me to share some of my experience. I always feel, and you probably feel the same way, we get to a certain age, we've accumulated all this experience. I've been in the theater for 55 years. And I'd like to share that with some people who are committed. I don't want to just go and do it for, you know, pastime. But I almost got a position. It didn't work out completely, which I would have loved, would be to be the head of a master's program in directing at a big university. I was talking to Northwestern about it. It didn't happen because I wouldn't work with people who made the commitment and help share them as some of the great, wonderful people who shared with me when I was in Carnegie, especially some of the directors who taught directing. Or, you know, what they can give is so nice, and I'm sure that it's very. It is. I taught directing in Chicago. It's very rewarding. It's nice to see people's eyes light up and see something, and that you can actually perceive something. Anyway, I just, you know, if anybody's interested in theater, we're going to be talking about it at the Playhouse.
Yes, indeed. This Sunday, the 8th of March at 5 in the afternoon, the Santa Fe Playhouse, a wonderful building on that beautiful street, DeVargas Street, near Upper Crust Pizza.
It's a jewel box of a theater.
Yeah.
It is a little gem of a theater.
And once again, the 8-week workshop starts on Sunday, the 12th of April.
That's right.
It's called The Director's Craft with Richard Block. If people want to find out more information, how can they do so?
They can call the Playhouse and... they will be given all kinds of information. Jenny Lewis, who works there as their managing director, she can certainly provide all that material to them, anyone who wishes to inquire.
And the number over there is 505-988-4262, and also santafeplayhouse.org. Richard Block, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's been a pleasure.